Cress, St. Helena, California, March 5, 1907. Dr. Cress Warunga, New South Wales. Dear brother and sister Cress, I received your letters and would say that I am somewhat disappointed that your coming to America is delayed. We did hope that the way would be open for you to come at once, but the Lord understands the situation, and we know that you will be instructed by the one who has been your counselor for so many years. Do not feel confused or perplexed. We will expect you to come when the way opens. There is one thing of which I am convinced, and that is that we need to trust far more in the counsel of the Lord than we do. We have been receiving precious light from the Lord. The 14th to the 17th chapters of John contain precious instruction for our churches at this time. Christ was about to close his work on earth and return to his Father. He had told his disciples that he was about to leave them, and he understood their feelings at the thought that they were to lose their beloved Master. The bitterest cup his humanity must drink is about to be held to his lips, and he knows the result to them as well as to himself. His 3 years of labor for his disciples had been to prepare them for the trials that were soon to open before them. Forgetting himself and his suffering, he seeks to comfort his sorrowing disciples. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. I am the brightness of the Father's glory, the manifestation of his love, the channel by which his mercy comes to you, and by which your prayers rise to him. In my Father's house are many mansions. John 14, verse 1, 2. The word here translated mansion means permanent abodes, habitations that are not removed like tents, but which permanently endure for the family of the redeemed. The Father is there, to gather his children in his paternal arms and bestow upon them his everlasting love. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, We know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Verses 2-5. We have reason to be thankful that this question was asked and answered. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye have known him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Verses 6-15. These last words of the Savior are to be treasured by us. During these years I have been with you, I have taught you the will of the Father. For your sake I go to heaven, to do a special work for the accomplishment of your salvation. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Who will give this proof of his love? These chapters present the great blessings that will come to those who believe in Christ. I urge upon all who profess to believe the truth to strive to understand the fullness of these promises and to surrender to the claims of Jesus Christ, giving the heart fully and unreservedly to him. If I go away, Christ says, I will come again. Verse 3. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. Judas saith unto him, Not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man will love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Verses 18 to 27. That Christ should express himself so fully and decidedly just before his great humiliation impresses me strongly. He was about to be rejected and crucified by his own people, yet he turns from the thought of his own humiliation and suffering to pour into the hearts of his disciples words of sweetest comfort. There is comfort for us also in his words, comfort and stimulation. Shall we not, as we read these chapters, shake off our sleepy indifference and rouse ourselves to work in behalf of our own souls and the souls of those who do not understand what these words imply? Shall we not take hold of this instruction by living faith and use it to enlighten the minds and hearts of those who know not the value of the words of truth? The new heart. The new heart is what is needed in Australia as in America. It is our duty to seek out those who have it not and explain to them the Word of God. In our sanitariums and schools, let the binding claims of the law of God be taught. Place reading matter on the subjects of present truth in the hands of as many as you can reach, that the truth may go forth as a lamp that burneth. Souls are perishing without a knowledge of the requirements of God. The Lord is waiting to give them light on His Word. Those who profess to believe the truth for these last days must work to build strong characters. If we will renounce the world and make diligent work for eternity, it is our privilege to have a beautiful life that will be effective in winning souls to the truth. The different workers in the cause of God have not the same work to do, but it is their privilege to blend in their work. Together they are to form God's building, each one filling his place in the structure that God designs him to occupy. When the workers seek to fulfill the prayer of Christ for unity, there will be seen a growth in grace that will fit them for a place in the eternal world.